There's some interesting reading out there. There's a lady named Tanya Liverman who wrote a book called A Journey to Legacy, A Poetic Timeline of My Life. And she has three quotes that I want to give to you guys today to kind of foster the beginning of this concept. It's not what you go through that makes you strong. It's how you handle the situation that gives you strength. I think there's some scripture about that if we were to look that up. My best testimonies are from the times I thought I could not survive. That's true. We experience certain things in our life, even in our childhood, so we can later look back and value the journey. Youth, adults, wannabe youth, wannabe adults, today is a journey. Every day that you wake up, every day that you put your feet on the ground, your life is a journey. That journey is never easy. The journey will have trial and tribulation. That journey will have problems. That journey will have good and amazing things. Times when a person gets married, they graduate school, your first child. There are amazing things that go on a life journey. Your first real job, the time that you won the sectional championship, whatever that journey is, there will be good and there will be bad. You will make choices in your life that will help you to continue your journey and turn that journey into your legacy. See, we live life. But how we live life impacts all those around us, as Pastor Ray alluded to. And see, a legacy is, well, if we look at Webster, Webster says it's one of two things. It's the things that you will people and the money that you leave them and the property and the possessions that you have. Or it's something transmitted by or received from an ancestor, a predecessor, or from the past. Every person, as Pastor Ray alluded to, every person that you meet, every situation you deal with, everything that you have your hands into, you will leave a ripple, or you will be part of that person's journey and part of that person's legacy, and how you handle things will be important. Be important because we can positively or negatively affect those that we love, that are near to us and around us, or even people we don't know. And how does this tie into Scripture? Where is that in the Bible, Pastor Mark? Where is legacy in the Bible? And Ecclesiastes 2:21 says, because sometimes a person who toils with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave everything to be enjoyed for someone else who did not toil for it. This also is vanity and of a great evil. You can work your whole life. You could have every riches in the world. You could have the fanciest cars, the best electronics, the coolest house. Bass boat, let me know if you need a driver. You could have everything that you could possibly want money-wise. But there will be a day when that all goes away. Money and finances and materialism and the world that we live in doesn't mean anything toward later in life. I mean, I grew up in the 80s. Madonna sung about it. I'm a material girl in a material world. Right? We are in a material world. And we are. The world is filled with nothing but materialism. I want to encourage you youth and the adults, as you get ready to move forward in your life, that materialism is secondary. There's moments in my life that I have seen people that have had no money be the happiest people in the world, that have had very little material things be the happiest people in the world. So, legacy. What will legacy look like for you? I believe that our legacy is how we move into Let me back up. Our journey is how we move into adulthood, and that will eventually lean into our legacy. What is this time that you're going through right now is an adulting time, right? In our culture today, we take 18-year-olds and we throw them into the mainstream education, or we throw them into a job. Get out, go get a job. We don't care. At least that's what happened to me. I went in the military at 18, and that's what happened. I've always been doing adulting things. But when are you really truly an adult? 2 Timothy 2:22. So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace among those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. You want to be an adult in this world? Let's not make adulting about the perfect job. Let's not make adulting about being the perfect parent or perfect anything. Let's make adulting, being an adult, that can change the legacy. That adult would turn away from the things that our youthful minds look at, which are squirrel most of the time when we're working with youth group. Is anything shiny, their head turns and they flip out and focus, guys. Come on, come back. Right here. Now focus. We so often do that though in youthful passions. We become adults when we can say, no, let's stay focused, and we have a good attitude, that we live righteous lives, that we live lives that are pure for God. That's when adulthood comes. Not necessarily in what our society has deemed being an adult. Adulthood, being an adult is a matter of our heart. We can be childlike and yet still be an adult. It is important when we do that and we become that, when we pursue God with that pure heart, that I think this is something that I want all of you youth to remember. Matthew 6:19-21. Do not lay up yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves can break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. Where's your heart? God cares far more about who you are inside and the thought life that you have than the things that are out in the world. He cares about you, each and every one of you, individually, all of us in this congregation. He cares about us. Some of you have gone through experiences. Some of us as adults have gone through experiences, and those experiences have not been pleasurable. Some of them have been scary. Some have been horrifying. Some have been happy. Take your journey. Take this life as you go to move into an adulthood and become the legacy that God has intended you to be. See, Christ was a legacy changer. When I met most of you, or most of the youth, when I meet them, they're either at the altar crying, or as I pray for them, they do cry. Their lives are broken. They're hurt. They have no direction. They're lost. They need something that's real and that's tangible, and Christ shows up in a moment and changes their life. Legacy changer. We look at the county we live in, we look at our nation, and we need a legacy changer. We need God and a revival to bring change to the chaos that's happening. And if you don't think that's possible, look at what Christ did. He made Jew and Gentile equal, which was totally anti-cultural in that time. Christ in you can make amazing changes. Christ in you can change a world, can change a culture, can change your generation. Because to be honest with the youth, I'm going to apologize for my generation because we blew it. We messed up. we didn't believe in God. And we were coming out of that era, which out of the 60s and out of the 70s, that ran from God rather than running to God. And you are a product of our failures. And for that, I'm sorry. Jesus left the greatest legacy ever. He left that legacy for you, that you don't have to go down the same bad roads that my generation did. But he left a legacy of redemption so that you don't have to suffer some of the same things that we did. So I ask you today, youth, and these are open-ended questions with no answers, what will your legacy be? I pray that your legacy will be what God has called it to be. What will your legacy be in the community and for your future families? What will your legacy be to go forward and to end the torments of the things of this world? Will your legacy be one that, like Christ, that is filled with the love and kindness for others and the passion to help create communities that grow together rather than rip them apart? And I pray that your legacy changes the world we live in so that your kids and your grandkids can know who Christ is. Thank you.
Lord, thank you. We pray that the message of legacy will strike home. I know some people feel they're too old for a legacy, but Moses was 80. Died at 120, which means the last third of his life, his whole life changed and he became a legacy leaver. We're not too late to leave a legacy. A thief on the cross turned to Jesus, said, "Remember me when you come in your kingdom." He left a legacy of your grace that even at the very end, when we call upon the name of the Lord, we'll be saved. So I pray from the youngest to the oldest of our congregation, from the youngest to the oldest of those watching the broadcast, that your Spirit will grab a hold of them and let them know it's not too late for a U-turn. It's not too late to leave a godly legacy. In Jesus' name, amen.